Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is silly.
That's great. That's great.
Okay, that's some He-Man rhythming.
Oh, Sean. I love you. Silly one.
I love you too. That's funny. It's a river drum.
Easy for you to say.
I'd rather love my puppy than count on him. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drums all day.
That's fun.
Oh my gosh. Was that? I don't want to work. I want to
play on the drums all day. What is that? That's
an old rock and roll song.
That's Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them in concert?
Uh-uh.
My dad did. We thought they were really new.
Did he, did Kiss, were they one of the ones that, like, swallowed a chicken's head and all that?
I don't know. They were kind of weird, though. Messages, notification. Oh, my God. Last year, I saw Fleetwood Mac in concert.
And what was that like?
Really good. That was really good. What is they've got so much energy, and they're, like, in their 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie Nicks is, I think, you know, she's 66, and Christine McVie is, like, 71.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, they've caught the energy of like 20-year-olds.
How in the world?
Yeah. They're still rocking out. And it's funny because I never really liked Fleetwood Mac before I saw them in concert, and now I love them.
Hmm.
I think they're better live than on the album. I mean, everybody's better live than on the album, but like they're really, really a lot better than better live.
Lindsey Buckingham is an awesome guitarist.
Lindsey Buckingham is awesome. Lindsey Buckingham is fantastic.
They all sing like with the vibrato of machine guns, though.
Yeah, Stevie, especially Stevie. She did a beautiful version of Landslide, though. Oh, that was just gorgeous.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I hear my puppy. You can call it another lonely day. At least when we're here together, we're not all lagging and everything on, like,
exactly.
We are on Skype.
This is fun. This is fun. I was just thinking about that song.
Don't stop. Yes, I'll be here. They did play that. They played that second to last.
Oh, wow.
Last was Bird Song, Songbird. I love that piece. It's a little Christine McVie piece. It's on Rumors, I think. It's the, and the songbirds keep singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was an interesting thing to end with. I would have ended with Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Hmm.
And they opened with The Chain. That was a good opening. Listen to the moon, watch the sunrise.
Living in the shadows,
damn your love, damn your life.
You don't love me now, you will never love me again. Still hear you saying, break the chain.
Yeah, they're really good live.
You know the song that I thought really had a lot of neat instrumentation. It was with the help of the USC marching band. Was on the Tusk album.
Oh, Tusk? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an odd song, though.
Yeah, I never could figure out what that was supposed to be about.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me what's going on? Why don't you tell me who's on the phone?
That's a weird song. Yeah. I like the instrumentation on it.
Oh, yeah.
What's the rest of the words?
It's like no words. It's like, why don't you ask me? I think, why don't you ask me what's going on? Why don't you ask who's on the phone? His riddle thing is, why don't you tell me what's going on? Why don't you ask? The latest star is the road. Just tell me that you love me! And he just does this like, doom, 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 over and over and over again. Tusk!
Yeah, that's a really strange song.
I don't get it at all.
I don't either.
It's a good song, though.
Sounds like they're on drugs and written that song. Yeah?
Hard to say. Possible.
They weren't really that druggy. I mean, Stevie Nicks did coke. Kind of, but like, they weren't really druggy people.
Facebook notification. That's good.
The Beatles were great. Updated her status.
Feeling emotion. And you could tell when the music changed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that doesn't mean they weren't awesome. The Beatles were fantastic in every way. But they were, like, so tripped out. Mm. I am he as you are me as we're something, something as we are all together. I'm crying. Yeah, they started tripping out in the middle of the Red album, like toward the end of the Red album. And the Blue album is like a total trip.
Oh, wow.
Yellow, I still say Yellow Submarine might be the most bizarre idea for us, so I don't understand it at all.
We all live in the Yellow Submarine.
I don't understand the
Yellow
point
Submarine.
Of the song.
Yellow Submarine.
The official most bizarre song is their Revolution Number 9.
Number
9?
Nine?
Number
9?
Number
9?
Apparently, Lennon wanted to create a world of sound. Like, he imagined, what would a world be like with just a bunch of different randomly mixed sounds?
John?
What?
I have a bit of an emergency. Can you come here, please?
Okay, just a minute. River, get up, honey. Ouch.
What's wrong? Alright, come with me. Is it the one? No, come here, come here. What's wrong?
I think
she's a feminine emergency.
I think so. I'm gonna ask you something. Now I just went. You ever go to say something that goes?
Yep. Yeah. John imagined a world of just randomly mixed sounds, and that's where he came up with Revolution Number 9.
Oh, wow.
Number 9? Number 9? Number 9? And apparently, that was when the studio, I forgot what record it was on, which EMI or something like that, and the number 9 thing was just, Lennon took a tape of a technician in the